Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what is up? Wanna welcome you to this Wednesday edition of the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. I'm Dan Bach, DB730. That's the old DFS alias, and excited to bring you the podcast once again today. Thanks for the listen and download. A 5-star review if you appreciate what we do, if it's helped you in any capacity. That helps us a lot over there on iTunes. So I know we've been around for a while, but those sort of reviews go a long way in terms of boosting up your profile within the old iTunes rankings and whatnot. So check that out if you haven't done so. And do check out our great sponsor, Fantasy Draft, putting their name on this show. And I'm sad I didn't play there last night because I like the Indians and I couldn't make the call between Santana or Edwin Encarnacion. I picked E5, and sure enough, we had a double dong night from Santana. So, suck to be me. But if I was playing fantasy draft, I would have had them both in my lineup because you can do that. Position flexibility, infield, outfield, and utility goes a long way, I think, in roster builds, and definitely a player's first mentality. At that site, they've got their rake-free head-to-head games. They have the contests that exclude, you know, the veteran players. They also have intermediate players and beginner player leagues. They've got player block. They've got the ability for you to post your for rake-free head-to-head. So they've got it all. They're really expanding their offerings, and I'm excited to see what they roll out this football season. So if you haven't checked them out, make sure you do so over at Fantasy Draft. Also today, just an FYI, we've got a lineup builder now kind of built for sports like preseason football and soccer. And these are going to be, I think, a little bit categorized, a little bit more separate than our regular lineup builder, because we basically need to get week one into our regular lineup builder. So we had to build this other version that's going to be for things that we don't provide projections for. So basically the projections you see in there are going to be the average price per or the average points per game that said player has, but it's going to be give you the ability to enter a bunch of lineups into different games and get your, you know, the proper amount of exposure on players. So it's going to be just like our regular lineup builder, but be on the lookout for an announcement on that today. So that's good for you. Lots more stuff coming down the pipe over at Roto Grinders. We did just talk about yesterday the NFL Premium. I just want to tell you one more time to make sure you jump on that. And I know it sounds like I'm you know, Don West selling baseball cards here or something, but the 225 deal is something that isn't going to be around all that long. In fact, I'd be shocked if it's around next week. So that is what, $75 or what is it, 225 or 229? It's like $60 to $70 cheaper than what our annual subscription is going to be. And just a reminder, and because I know it wasn't really clear, that includes everything for the year: golf, baseball, basketball, football, all of it is included in that. So basically, you don't have to worry about basically buying premium for an entire year or just specific months. And the savings on that is really, really good. I mean, just the best in the biz. So take advantage of that if you haven't done so already. And just know that that's going to go up. I'd be surprised if it makes it to next week. So jump in on that before that price does rise. I hate being the sales guy, but It's a really good deal. All right, we're going to hit up baseball tonight for Wednesday. Again, we got a split slate today. Stevie should have gotten you covered with the six games on the morning grind. I've got you for the evening games today, and hopefully we can put you down the path to profitability. All right, let's look at some of the starting pitching for tonight. And a number of ways we can go, but, you know, the guy who's going to be the chalk is back down in L.A. again. The Dodgers are just a well-oiled machine. Even yesterday, you know, Alex Wood was like a minus, like, 370 favorite, some crazy thing like that. And for a while, it looked like, oh, you know, maybe that's not going to come through. I mean, he pitched just fine. But a big inning for the Dodgers late in that game ended up giving them the comfortable win tonight. And now they've got Yu Darvish on the mound. And the one thing about him is he is really expensive on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft. 26K on Fantasy Draft, 13.7 on DraftKings, 10.4 on FanDuel is going to make him extremely chalky today, but he's come over and pitched well in his first two starts. A road game at Arizona gave you 27 on DraftKings, 37 against the Mets. Super comfortable, it seems, you know, in this environment. And now he's gets a home matchup against the pitiful White Sox. Now he's opening at minus 309 today, and Carlos Rodon on the other side has been pretty good. You know, that last start versus the Houston Astros, you know, 16 DraftKings points isn't great, but at his price, it's not terrible. Then he had 31 against Boston, 26 against Cleveland, even 17 against Chicago. So he's been pitching pretty well, and I don't know if I've got the stones to use him here versus the Dodgers. You know, he's got very strong splits versus lefties, and the good thing is that's going to neutralize it's going to neutralize Cody Bellinger. It's going to neutralize Corey Seager to a large extent. But this is a team that has really kind of built some depth versus left-handed pitching. A guy like Kiki Hernandez, Chris Taylor, obviously Justin Turner. These guys have been phenomenal. I actually think, though, I think Rodon is sneaky tonight at 6.7 on DraftKings. And if you wanted to take both sides of this game, I don't think it's the craziest thing out there. Typically, it's not something you do, especially on a full slate, but luckily we don't have a full slate today. We got a situation where we might have a rainout in Minnesota. I mean, Carrasco's looking good, but I think that there's a good chance that game doesn't play. And if that's the case, there goes one of the top pitching options. You've got Coors Field in play today. You know, Charlie Morton against Arizona. He's another name that I'm looking very strongly at here at 8-3. Arizona has just been dreadful so far this season on the road. But the problem that he's going to be running into is he doesn't have particularly great splits versus left-handers, is my understanding here on Mr. Morton. Let me bring that up here. Maybe he is. He's been good against left-handers. Righties have been the greater problem there. 259 against lefties, the WOBA over the last 2 years, a 12 per 9 K rate. 357 is the righty WOBAs allowed over the last two seasons. But he's at a moderate salary. He's at home today. And the fact of the matter is this offense for Arizona just leaves a lot to be desired once they get out of that ballpark. So I expected him to be a little bit stronger of a favorite tonight. I'm not going to lie. I thought like Houston, again, they've kind of come down to earth a little bit hitting wise. But I expected them to be more like minus 160 today. But I still think Charlie Morton is in play. I don't want anything in Arizona and Detroit tonight. Eduardo Rodriguez against the Cardinals and Lance Lynn. Cardinals have been red hot lately. Eddie Rodriguez, he's got the ability to give you a good start. We saw it that last one against the Yankees, 25 DraftKings points. But, you know, at 7,300, can my guy get me 20 DraftKings points? He can, but I don't feel great necessarily about it. I think he's in play at that salary. If he was in the 8K range, I'd probably pass. Do I wish he was in the 6s? Yes, but I'm probably more into him than I am John Lackey at 6'9". I like the Cubs a lot today. I just don't trust Lackey not to give up multiple home runs because that's basically what he does. It feels like every single start. Stroman and Faria, the Blue Jays obviously in Rays. You know, for Faria is a guy who's been pretty steady for the most part. He's only kind of gotten, I don't want to say bombed, but gave up, what, 4 earned runs just once this season. Last start, he actually gave up 5, but did have 7 strikeouts, so that helped a little bit. But here against Toronto, that first start against them, he pitched really well, 28 DraftKings points, 8 Ks in 6 innings. I don't think he's a trash play today at 8,600 at all. In fact, probably rather have him over Stroman tonight when you factor in price. Stroman at 11,600 doesn't give me enough strikeout upside, I think, even though Tampa does typically strike out a lot. That's not, you know, Stroman's strong point. 4,6,5,4,7,5. He's okay, but he's not great. This season versus Tampa, 21-28. Those are the numbers so far for Stroman. So he's been really good versus them. The one drawback we have, though, in Faria, though, is maybe it's Faria. I don't know. Is, you know, their bats are starting to wake up a little bit. Josh Donaldson in particular is looking super sharp out there. So I don't mind these guys. Price per dollar wise, I'm taking Faria over Stroman. Yankees and Mets, Garcia versus Gesellman. I don't get too excited really about either of these two guys. I think Garcia is probably too cheap on DraftKings at 5,800 and fantasy draft at 11,600. Like, that's a really cheap price tag. He's 72 over on FanDuel today. He's gotten 20 fantasy points in 2 of his last 5, 16 or more in 3 of his last 5. So it's not like he can't get there tonight versus this Mets lineup. And I don't think he's unplayable by any measure at 5'8 on DraftKings. I prefer him obviously over Gesellman at 6'6. So I more look at Garcia at that price. If you want to pay up for bats, and I think you do today, I think he's a path to making that happen. So I can get on board with him a little bit. Now, if for whatever if the weather straightens out, you know, rolling Carrasco and Darvish as your two pitchers makes a little bit of sense tonight. But I still think that that's a big question mark whether that's going to happen. So obviously Darvish, look for him to be mega chalk, and I'm not really looking to fade that too much. All right, let's get into the position players here today. We'll kind of start at the catcher spot. And, you know, we've got Coors back in play today. Once again, we'll see who's, you know, behind the plate in that game. You know, Tyler Flowers, still 3.2K against John Gray. I'm fine with him. A 350 WOBA so far this season versus right-handers. He's been great, and he's fairly cheap today. I think that Travis d'Arnaud against Garcia is pretty interesting here. A guy who's got some pretty good numbers versus southpaws for his career, certainly this season, and he's really, really cheap. So if you're looking to punt, actually, that's a FanDuel price over there at 2.2K. So if you're playing on FanDuel, he's a guy who is too cheap. That Tyler Flowers salary I gave as well was a FanDuel salary. Flowers, 3.7 on DraftKings, so still reasonable there. Great call by our buddy Eric Crane on Wilson Ramos last night. Don't think I'm going to go back to that well, but he is really cheap over on DraftKings at 2.2K. We'll see who's behind the plate for Colorado. If Ryan Hannigan would somehow be in the lineup, he is really cheap at 2.7. Jonathan Lucroy at 3.8. Not really looking at Gary the Goat today at 4K. I think that there is better places to pay up today than catcher spots, so I'm not looking too hard at him. Robinson Chirinos against Anibal Sanchez. Texas is one of my favorite teams here on the night, and Chirinos had a home run last night, and he's actually been swinging pretty good bat. Let's see, 4, 5, 6 hits over his last 4 games. 2 of those have left the ballpark, which is good. So not the best spot in the lineup, but a guy who's in a pretty good spot here today. I think he's probably a top guy for me. Look into Coors Field potentially again, whether it's Suzuki or Tyler Flowers today. I think Coors didn't do much yesterday.
I think today could be somewhat of a different story. And then I do got to talk about Alex Avila. Got to think he's going to be in the lineup. Cubs, you know, they're my number one offense today. Homer Bailey is terrible. Avila has been really good versus right-handers. 389 on this season is that WOBA. 232 is that ISO. So Alex Avila, just a little too cheap for me today. Okay, let's go over to first base. And, you know, Anthony Rizzo is definitely a guy, you know, we got to look at here today. He is locked in against Homer Bailey. And this is going to be a good spot. Lefties hitting 403 in the WOBA, 142 ISO over the last two seasons against Homer Bailey. So, you know, sign me up for that one a good bit here today. Anthony Rizzo could be your top flight option of this evening slate. We've got Mike Napoli at a reasonable salary as well, 3,400 on him. He's just looking way too cheap today, considering this matchup. And Tampa bats, if you're not on Stroman, Lucas Duda at 33. He had a, I believe he had a home run yesterday. So Duda in a pretty good spot here tonight. I am pretty much never going to, I believe, on this podcast, although I probably will, talk about Miguel Cabrera again because he just feels terrible. Again, weather in Cleveland, hard to tout up those guys with it a little bit in question, but Edwin Encarnacion, 4,500. You know, he had a home run yesterday, should have probably had a second, just barely missed it, you know. And, you know, Carlos Santana, basically Cleveland, their bats starting to wake up a little bit. I like Joey Gallo a good bit versus Anibal Sanchez. Now that he is moved up properly in the order, we got to pay a heavy price tag at 4,400 for him. But if you think that team goes off, I mean, a 363 ISO this season against righties. I mean, he's Rob Deer all over again. 203 average, 363 ISO, 377 WOBA. So he's a guy that I'm interested in. You know, Freddie Freeman, Matt Adams, again, if you want to stack up Colorado tonight, if you're putting multiple lineups in, I get it. I think Colorado yields some runs today. Which side is it going to be? Very well could be either of them. I'd probably hedge more towards the Colorado side against Folty, but I don't think you're doing it wrong if you've got multiple lineups. I don't really see them really cracking the cash lineup for me tonight at the prices that they're at, but you know, getting both of those guys into your lineup today. Problem is, Matt Adams, like, you remember when he first went to Atlanta and suddenly, like, he was great? Like, for that month, he was awesome. He's hit one home run since, one home run since July the 17th. One home run. That's it. That's not good. I would have expected a tad bit more. He's hit, let's go even a little bit further than that. He's got one, two, three home runs since June the 24th, three home runs. That's it. In like 2 months. So something's not right there, but it's Coors Field. Things can obviously change in this ballpark. If you want to get sneaky with it too, like, I think Rizzo's going to be chalk. You could play Avila at first base over there on DraftKings tonight. Obviously, you can play him and Rizzo together on FanDuel and Fantasy Draft. But if you want to kind of be sneaky on that one, put Avila at first base. But you know, why not play them both? Because I think they're really good plays today. And that's probably all I'm looking at first. Let's kind of keep moving over to second base for tonight. And I had some Jason Kipnis on both of my teams last night. Last second hedge took Jason Kipnis off of one of my teams. And kind of regretting that. He had a home run last night and really underpriced today at 3K. So keep your eye on the weather there. Rougned Odor looks like cash game lock and load as well today, especially if Kipnis is out at 3-2. So against Anibal Sanchez, high game total, weather blowing out. Not a lot to love there. Ben Zobrist today, he's kind of been hampered a little bit by injury lately. But if he bats cleanup versus Homer Bailey and he's under 3K, he's going to be second base outfielder option that we want to give deep consideration to tonight.
The pay-ups, you know, I'm not looking too much here today at Jose Altuve at 5-3 against Taijuan Walker. I mean, he's a good, great player, don't get me wrong, but really an expensive salary on him, so he's not a top target. Paul DeJong is kind of interesting against Eddie Rodriguez. 448 WOBA, 376 ISO. Really small sample size this season, only 48 at-bats, but he's really hit lefties at a great clip. So if you're off of Rodriguez today, there's a contrarian option for you, because I think you're going to see really a fair amount of chalk in the cheap positions here with Odor, Kipnis, and potentially Ben Zobrist. So those are the plays at second. Moving on to third base here tonight. Nolan Arenado hit a homer versus a lefty yesterday. Shocking, I know. Absolutely shocking. And I think that Freddie Freeman very well might hit one versus a righty tonight in Coors Field. So that's probably the preferred side that you want to go to there in that matchup. You know, if you're going to pay up at that position. I already talked about Joey Gallo, also third base eligible. He is fine. You know, Justin Turner, you know, a 5.16 WOBA against lefties, 354 ISO. And Rodon, you know, has very significant splits there versus righties as well. I mean, he's just a professional hitter. And then we got Chris Bryant today against Homer Bailey. So another spot here where you can roster a number of players on fantasy draft, because I think Nolan Arenado today is a guy that I'm interested in. I actually think, Wilmer Flores gets a lefty. He'll have no ownership tonight against Jaime Garcia, but he'll have a pretty good lineup order at 4,100. Probably better play over there on FanDuel when you consider salary. And then Josh Donaldson. I mean, yes, we talk about it again when we get to outfielders that Giancarlo Stanton is just locked in the zone, but Donaldson has home runs now in three consecutive games. He's got seven RBIs in the last three games. He's seeing the ball incredibly well, and when he gets locked in at the plate, that's when you want to play him, and that's what he is right now. And I'm wondering if he was hurt. I mean, this guy's a former MVP, so yes, I know the matchup, it's not as good as when he faces a lefty, but when guys get locked in at the plate, that's when you want to play him, and he's locked in at the plate right now, so he should be a guy that you're putting on your list tonight. Okay, moving on to shortstop. Lindor was the one guy who didn't do much for me yesterday. Kind of frustrating there. But Javi Baez today, 3,800 on DraftKings. I don't mind him. You can get Coors Field for under 4K with Trevor Story, who had a home run yesterday at 3,800. I know we prefer lefties versus him. And is, I believe, Justin McMahon is, let's see if he is in the lineup here tonight. I think he's shortstop eligible over there on FanDuel. I think he is third base eligible over on DraftKings, but he's a guy that you got to look at here. Lefty, righty, Folty really struggles versus that handedness, and he's a guy who's pretty good player there in the minor league. So Justin McMahon, write his name down and make him an option for you today out there in Coors Field. Kiki Hernandez against Carlos Rodon, if you're going to go that route here tonight. I'm not super into the Dodgers tonight. They're fine, but I'm probably not going there. But Kiki, 2,100 over there on FanDuel is, I believe, a really, really cheap price tag on him there. Yeah, he's $1,400 difference between DK and FanDuel. Obviously, DK, we can get him shortstop eligible if we want to. Let's see, a few other names for us. Didi Gregorius against Robert Gesellman. Yes, sign me up for that. He's batting in a really good lineup spot for the Yankees. Has shown excellent power so far this season, and he's 3,600, so a nice kind of fair and balanced salary for him. I saw Dansby Swanson go yard yesterday. I'm not overly excited about that one today, so I'll pass on that. Marwin against Taijuan Walker, he's fine. I mean, he gives you a whole bunch of power at that position, so he's fine. And I mentioned Javier Baez against Homer Bailey. Cubs are going to put up 8-plus runs today, guaranteed. Nothing's guaranteed, but I think they're going to. Okay, let's move on to the outfield and give you the rundown of the names we're looking at. Again, Kyle Schwarber today, 3,700 over there on DraftKings, looking like a really sharp play for us here tonight. I mentioned Kiki Hernandez on FanDuel, just too darn cheap. Cleveland options, you've got a couple of guys, Zimmer and Bruce, FanDuel in particular, on Zimmer at just 2,200. So we'll keep our eye on that situation. Charlie Blackmon, maybe your number one overall play on this slate. Lefties crush Folty. Folty's in a ballpark that gives up a lot of home runs. He's 5,700, but you know, if you're dropping down at starting pitching off of Darvish with SP2, you can make that work. And he's a guy that I like a good bit tonight. Dickerson at 3,500, played him last night, and he did not disappoint. I don't love taking bats against good pitchers or better pitchers on the slate, and I do think that Stroman does kind of qualify is that. So I think that's, you know, part of the risk that you run by that, but I feel like he's too cheap leading off. Maybe a decent cash game play with lineups turning over. By the way, one shortstop I've neglected to mention, Zach Cozart. I'm not big on the Reds today versus John Lackey, but if you want to find some home runs, Cozart's a guy who could easily get one at 4,600 over there on DK. Out there in Texas, Carlos Gomez at just 3,700 there tonight. I like him. Jason Hayward against Homer Bailey. I like him. Let's see. Aaron Judge against Gesellman at 4,500. I think, you know, right now, if you're paying up for a big slugger, you might go up to get a guy named Giancarlo Stanton, but he's just fine. Like, he's gets literally, like, safe to get you points. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of his last 9 games, he's reached base via a walk. So they're pitching around that guy. So he's not hurting your kind of cash lineups. And, you know, you always want guys who are going to give you production. He's seemingly going to give you something every day. Cargo, like him a good bit today, 42 against Folty. I know that's an expensive price for us to pay on him, but this feels like the matchup that that's going to go over really well. So I like him tonight. Let's see. Gardner feels too cheap today, 363 Woba versus righties, 204 ISO, and he's 3,500 today. So he is too cheap on DraftKings and on Fantasy Draft here this evening. And yeah, I think that's pretty much where I'm looking to go today. You know, George Springer versus Walker is okay. Not a must play, but he is in play for us today at 5K. But and then, you know, Stanton. I mean, the one thing about Stanton, which is really unbelievable, I mean, he's actually hitting in the early game, so he's not even available to us. So that's actually good. So we can just watch from afar if you're like me and not playing the early slate. But, man, that guy, look at his game logs. He looks like NBA game logs right now. Not like a great, not Russell Westbrook NBA game logs, but it looks like a, like, maybe Taj Gibson NBA game log. You know, pretty good player. And just staggering what's happening right now with him at the plate. So we'll see if he gets one again. Stacks up for tonight, boys and girls. Ways I'm looking. Love the Cubs today. Want to get them stacked up against Homer Bailey. I think the Rangers are probably my number two. And then either side of Atlanta and Colorado. I know it's not groundbreaking stuff. The sneaky play today would be putting Rodon and Darvish together in a lineup. I don't know that there's this other pitching that we have on this slate you have to have. And on DraftKings, as long as we get strikeouts, you can live without those win points. And I think we could have it on both sides tonight. So give me both those starting pitchers as kind of a unique roster build tonight on DraftKings. All right, I'm out of here, boys and girls. Thanks so much for giving us a listen. Thanks to Fantasy Draft for putting their name on this show. And do know I will be returning same time, same place tomorrow on the podcast to get you set for the Thursday slate in Daily Fantasy Baseball. If you got feedback, find me, Dan, at rotogrinders.com. on Twitter at Dan_Bach. And can't wait. Football season right around the corner. In fact, check it out. Our NFL premium subscribers going to be doing a show today with Mangone. We're going to be talking a little preseason for you who are grinding the preseason football. So we will hit up on all the guys that we think you've got to consider. Week 2 and Week 3 is a little bit tougher, I think, than Week 1 and Week 4. And we'll explain that during that show. So that will be for all of our Roto-Grinders Premium. Again, if you're already a premium subscriber, you're going to get it because we group it by site, so not necessarily just by sport. So if you've got DraftKings Premium, you're going to get it. This preseason content as well. That should be dropping later this afternoon. Thanks for listening, and good luck tonight in all your contests. As always, we will see you.